track 6, and we continue with the news stories. A prominent Teignbridge magistrate and councillor has been handed an official reprimand for sharing a video which was deemed to be transphobic. Jane Taylor was censured by an independent watchdog after sharing the YouTube video on a WhatsApp group. Mrs. Taylor, who is the vice chair of King's Kersal Parish Council, said the complaint was politically motivated and intended to suppress debate. She said it was part of a campaign to discredit her for standing up for the rights of women and girls. She served as a police officer for 30 years and is a former chief inspector. She also serves on Teignbridge Council and is a Justice of the Peace on the South and West Devon Bench. Mrs. Taylor said it was about single-sex provision and did not concern transgender issues. And she said it was not transphobic and did not use transphobic language. She said she had shared the video at the request of other councillors. It was about the protection of single-sex spaces, a subject on which she has campaigned in her capacity as a councillor, and not about transgender issues. The complaint was investigated under the Judicial Conduct Magistrates Rules 2023, and a nominated committee member found that Mrs. Taylor had associated herself with views which may be considered transphobic. They could also cast doubt on her integrity and impartiality. It was also found that Mrs. Taylor had shared the video without properly considering its impact, despite being aware of its content, and then unapologetically defended sharing it. This, said the committee member, demonstrated a lack of due diligence and insight. It amounted to serious misconduct and warranted the reprimand. In a statement, Mrs. Taylor said, "I am currently awaiting legal advice, so I am unable to comment on the finding of the judiciary."
Council unveils a £140 million plan for care leavers. Devon County Council is set to overhaul the way it supports some of the county's most vulnerable young people. The new £140 million framework aims to improve housing and support for 16 to 25-year-olds leaving care or at risk of homelessness. The proposed model, My Future, My Way, will replace the current fragment in services with a more integrated approach, ensuring young people receive the right support at the right time, in the right place, by people with the right skills and relationship. The plan includes dedicated key support workers for young people as they progress from supported accommodation into their own tenancies and independent living. The change marks a shift from the current system where support is tied to specific supported housing units. This will ensure consistency in relationships for young people, which is said to have the key to them achieving successful outcomes. There are currently 255 young people aged 16 to 17 in care, an increase of nearly 3% in the past year. In addition, 594 care leavers aged 18 to 25 live in Devon, a figure expected to grow by 20% by 2028. Evictions from supported housing arrangements also leave some young people at the risk of homelessness, but by creating better homes for young people with the right support, the council aims to prevent them and for any moves to happen in a planned way. During council's meeting, Council Member for Children's Services, Councillor Richard Jeffries, told fellow members, "We are looking to recommission support and accommodation services for 16 plus, looked after and care experienced young people and those at risk of homelessness. Outcomes for young people in our existing supported accommodation have not been good enough. We are also working closely with the district councils to increase housing options, improving access to affordable tenancies and private rented homes. And it's this partnership approach that will create the coherent pathway from children being in care into independence."
Canine parvovirus outbreak at kennels. A kennels in King's Kurzweil has confirmed an outbreak of potentially fatal canine parvovirus. It is understood a number of dogs have already died at Four Down Kennels from the highly contagious disease, which causes severe, often fatal, gastrointestinal illnesses in dogs. However, the outbreak at the kennels, which is popular for boarding, is contained to the block for stray dogs. The boarding block is separate and there is no interaction between dogs in the boarding side and strays. A spokesman said, "We would like to reassure everyone the cases of parvovirus are fully contained to the stray block, which is currently in lockdown, and the dogs housed there are being monitored hourly. We are not accepting any new strays. We have increased our already rigorous deep cleaning and disinfecting protocols, and we have dedicated staff working in the stray block who are not allowed to be in any other block on site. We must stress our boarding block is totally separate from the stray block, and there is no interaction between the two. We are working very closely with and are following the advice of our vets, who have confirmed we are doing everything correctly to contain the virus. We have advised all our current and imminent boarding customers of the situation, and we would like to thank them all for being so incredibly supportive. We would like to publicly thank all our staff for their hard work and help over what is an extremely distressing time for us all. Staff are also appealing for donations, as potentially infected bedding has had to be thrown away. Any duvet covers, sheets, blankets or towels can be dropped off at reception."
Another story about speed checks. Speed checks have been carried out in Starcross following complaints about vehicles in the area. Officers from Devon and Cornwall Police Road Safety Team conducted the checks after concerns were raised by villagers about speeding traffic. The checks come as the village is coping with the ongoing closure of the A379, and more than 400 people signed a petition for a vital zebra crossing. A spokesman for the Road Safety Team said, "We've received reports of speeding vehicles in the Starcross area. Our speed detection officers were just down the road in Dawlish and paid a visit to Starcross. They checked speeds on the Strand and also New Road just down the road from the local primary school. In total, 37 drivers were found to be exceeding the 20 mile an hour limit on the road past the school." The spokesman added, "Please respect the speed limit wherever you are driving, but in particular around the schools. Meanwhile, the A379 closure has been extended yet again until December the 23rd.